there was reason to believe this elk was from a time when Paleo Indians first roamed Wisconsin, a rugged time when the glaciers were receding. A fluted point used by Paleo Indians was found with the elk's remains. So UW-Milwaukee anthropologist Gene Hudson was hoping the so-called Silver Beach elk would open a window to the lives of the first people of Wisconsin. So she is disappointed.
I'm not supposed to be, but yes, I am. I would have loved to have had a new window onto what people were hunting 10,000 years ago, and most of the archaeologists that are interested in that time period just would have been thrilled, but that was not meant to be.
Even so, Hudson says there's lots to be learned from the two unrelated artifacts of the elk and the fluted point found in a Bayfield County lake near Barnes.
That one little spot of Wisconsin probably saw some very earnest and engaged hunters some 10,000 years ago, and perhaps more like 500 years ago. It must be a good place to be hunting.
One more thing. The fluted point was made of jasper taconite, something found around the Ontario shores of Lake Superior, which indicates the Paleo Indians may have canoed great distances. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.